these two guys are competing really well. They're very bright guys. I think they've both had really good springs. You know, I really do. I think whichever guy, you know, is the guy that ends up being the starter is going to do a good job for our football team. And whoever's not the starter is going to do a good job for our football team, too. And, you know, that guy might be named, you know, it might be next week. It might be after the Redskins 3 days of practice. It may be after the San Francisco preseason game. You know, I'm not ready yet to name that guy because I think it's important, don't get me wrong, but I also know that we've got a good bunch of guys in that locker room that are competing together, and I think that they understand that these two quarterbacks are really doing a good job out on the practice field, and when the timing's right, we'll make a decision. So we look at a lot of different things. We look at how they are in the meetings, you know, how alert they are in the meetings. And both these guys have been really good in our meetings, whether it's a unit meeting, a team meeting, or a position meeting. We look at how they practice out on the field. You know, what type of decisions do they make? Are they good decisions? Are they poor decisions relative to what we've coached them? Are they decisions that are going to help the team, you know, win the game, score a touchdown, kick a field goal, or just manage the game, you know, reserve the right to punt in some of these situations that we work out at practice. I would say that both guys have shown us that they can be the starter. You know, I don't think there's a situation here, like you said in the beginning of your question, where one guy's, you know, just been that much better on any given day than the other guy. They've both practiced very well. I think it's helped our team. Our team has practiced well because the ball comes out very well, very quickly, accurately. These guys command at the line of scrimmage. Both these guys know how to run an offensive huddle in pro football. They're leaders. So I think it's helped our team. And then, like I said, when the timing's right, when I feel good about who that guy's going to be, you know, we'll make a decision. I think you have to do a good job of making sure that you're making a good decision for the team, but also, you know, understanding that, you know, maybe the team isn't always thinking about this all the time. You know, the team is thinking about the team. And I think with these two guys, I think the team realizes that we have two good guys. Both guys can play football. They've proven it. Ryan, you know, obviously has only played in one or, you know, two games with the Cincinnati game. You know, Hoyer's 10-6 as a starter. He's played a little bit more. I think our team realizes that we've got two good guys there, and whoever plays quarterback's going to do a good job. So I think our team is more concerned about the whole team and how we're moving ahead as a team. I think that's how they look at it right now.